In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Behold, all souls are mine, says the Lord. The soul of the Father, as well as the soul of the Son, is mine. And God here speaks in Ezekiel as the creator of all and therefore the possessor and owner of all. But then immediately he says, the soul who sins shall die. St. Paul writes, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man. And so since the very beginning, what God designed to live eternally, sin has destroyed with its just wages. Therefore, all die. Death is a mystery. There's something in all of us that says death is not right. St. Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, called death not a friend, but the last enemy. And of course, then the mystery for us is in the question, where are the dead? When someone close to us dies, we cannot believe that they simply disappear or cease to exist, although it seems like it. Though many go too far, deifying the loved one, saying that somehow he or she is still looking down on us, still. We just know they went somewhere. And so God's word agrees and reveals that while the body is buried and decays, the soul, that which animated the body and gave it character and meaning, lives on. But where? We're now coming up on the last days of the church year that speak to us of the coming judgment of all flesh, the warning of hell or the promise of heaven, all dependent on whether you and whether a person has received Christ Jesus by faith or have rejected him. Today we're told that many, that is, a great multitude that no one could number, live on, who have received Christ and continue to praise him now face to face, free from sin and death, waiting for the promise of the resurrection of the body. The question is asked in our first reading, who are these? Well, we call them saints, from the Latin word sanctus, meaning sacred or holy. But now I'm sorry I'm going to have to criticize and disagree with George and Charles Merriam and their friend Noah Webster, who unfortunately rushed right to the Roman Catholic definition instead of the Bible, saying that a saint is, quote, a person who is officially recognized by the Christian Church as being very holy because of the way he or she lived. No, that's not it. Rather, the Bible calls everyone who has received and believes in Christ by faith to have been declared holy saints by God already. That is you and me. All Christians are simul justus et peccator, that is, at the same time, justified while still a sinner, saint and sinner at the same time. And that's what confuses us. This will change through the final door of death. On this day, then, we remember our holy, sainted loved ones who died in the faith. Jesus, in his famous Sermon on the Mount, is always read on this day. And there he describes this sainthood of believers generally through the eyes of this sinful world, as when he said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." But they shall be comforted only because of the first beatitude, saying, "Blessed are those who know their need of God, they're poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So you see, we're all ready, but not yet. That's because we're not officially declared saints by the Christian church because of the way he or she lived. But are declared saints of God, sinners made holy, not by our works, but solely because of the works of Jesus. We are being declared holy by God on account of our faith in him. By faith in Jesus, you are one family with all the saints. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. Even though we be rejected, persecuted for it by the world, nevertheless, yours is the kingdom of heaven. And yet there's more. More than we can see with our eyes right now. We carry this possession of heaven, this membership with all the saints now, by faith, even though we feebly still struggle, while they in glory shine. There shall be comfort for us who now mourn. Mourn over the unbelief and sin and random violence and death all around us in the world. We look forward to our inheritance of all God has created, not with pride of person, but with the meekness of thankful hearts. We shall be satisfied with holiness and righteousness for which we now only hunger and thirst. We shall receive God's mercy because we have already tasted it for ourselves and freely share it with others. We shall see God. Though yet for now no one can see God and live, in that heavenly beatific vision will fill our hearts, become pure through the elimination of sin. It's because of this already not yet, in which we spend our days now, that we remember the saints who have gone before us today. Not in order to pray for them, asking them to put in a good word for us, but for the encouragement of their example of faith while they lived. So, we remember the famous ones, the glorious company of the apostles, Peter, James, John, and the rest of them. And then, of course, as witnesses to the resurrection, we remember all those whose lives were changed by Jesus during his earthly ministry, John the Baptist, Mary, all of the Marys, Lazarus, Joseph of Arimathea. We remember also the goodly fellowship of the prophets, Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah. Remember the noble army of martyrs, those who throughout history gave and to this day still give their own lives for the truth of the gospel. Well, then there are the less famous, known only to a few, maybe even only to you, our sainted friends and relatives who have gone before us with the sign of faith. Remember that through the mystery of the silence of those who so softly rest, we are still one fellowship, a blessed communion and fellowship divine. We still struggle as the church militant, they in glory as the church triumphant. Yet all are one in Christ, for all are his. The most important place to remember that is in the Holy Communion of our Lord's body and blood. It's what makes it such a joyful thing. For as those who have gone before us, we say, are with the Lord. And here, in his supper, the same Lord is with us. So here, we are with them all the more closely, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. So we are good, we are right to remember all of those too today. Already, not yet. St. John, beloved, we are God's children now. And what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he is. That's the great hope that resides and remains in hearts of faith through all the mourning, in meekness, in the mercy and peace of Christ, to whom we look for the sake of his passion, his blood shed for us, his triumph over the grave for us. Already, not yet. In him there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.